Hello, my name is Chris and I'm calling from FIU, Florida International University. We're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. To begin, let me ask you, is your home a single-family home, a townhome, an apartment or condominium, a manufactured or mobile home?
Is this a real thing
yes.
for FIU?
Yes. Your answers will help Florida better prepare for the next time a hurricane approaches, and they will inform policymakers on how the current economic situation has affected their citizens.
Okay. It's a single family home.
Thank you. And do you own or rent your home?
Own.
And please tell me, in what year was your home built?
1956.
Thank you. Now, have any upgrade modifications have been made to the property, like roofing upgrades, impact windows, drainage upgrades, structural upgrades like raised home?
Of course.
Which ones?
All of the ones you mentioned.
Thank you very much. Now, how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
Of Florida?
Yes.
Our whole lives.
And that would be, give me a number?
80 years.
80 years, thank you. Now, have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? A tropical storm, yes or no?
Sure.
A Category 1 hurricane?
Sure.
A Category 2 hurricane?
Sure.
A Category 3 hurricane?
Sure.
A Category 4 hurricane?
No.
And a Category 5 hurricane?
No.
Thank you. Now, can you tell me the name or the year of the tropical storm? If you don't remember, an estimate is fine.
I do not remember. The first one I remember was Donna. And that was in 1955, I think. But after that, I don't really remember. Irma was just a few years ago. I don't remember the names of the hurricanes.
Oh, well, just a tropical storm for now. Do you remember when would have that happened?
It probably was maybe 5 years ago, 2019.
Thank you. And what about the Category 1 hurricane? Do you have a ballpark or of when that would have been?
Nope.
Or the name?
Nope.
And what about the Category 2 hurricane? You mentioned Irma. Do you remember if it was a Category 2 or a Category 3?
I don't think it was quite that bad.
Not
here where we live. Maybe south of here it was.
Okay. So for the Category 2, do you remember year or name?
Nope.
Okay. And what about?
I'm not being very helpful because I don't remember names of hurricanes or the years they came. You can skip all of those questions.
Well, what about the Category 3? Do you have, do you remember when would that happen?
No.
Okay, that's fine. Now, have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
No.
And how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Not too vulnerable.
Thank you. And if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare?
We would get water and food that didn't need to be cooked. And we would get all of our medicines.
Thank you very much. And another Oh, well, that's fine then. Now, when would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued, meaning hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. When a hurricane warning is issued, meaning hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours. Or your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours.
We have already started getting things ready for hurricanes. As soon as hurricane season starts in June 1st.
Oh, okay. So when hurricanes?
We've got water and food and stuff like that.
So would you say your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours?
Yes.
Or just, okay, thank you. Now, considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Very certain.
Thank you. Now, please select your top three sources of information. Is it the internet sources, other than social media, radio, TV, newspapers or print media, friends and family, social media like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, or YouTube, or WhatsApp?
Are you asking about how we find out about hurricanes?
Well, your top three sources of information out of the list.
Okay, it would be TV. We have a weather radio that comes on every Wednesday, and then it comes on if there's a... even if there's a thunderstorm or something like that.
Yes, that's great.
I would say that would be about it, TV and the weather radio.
The weather radio. And a third one that might be possible as your top three, was it internet sources other than social media, newspapers?
Yeah,
social
internet
media?
Probably,
okay.
Sure.
Thank you. Now, on a scale of from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
Most prepared, 5.
Thank you. And have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or storm? Cost of insurance, cost of housing, transportation costs, cost of childcare, loss of income or employment, cost of food and other essentials, or property taxes?
No, none of things matter.
Thank you. Now, is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No.
And when would you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued, meaning hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours? If a hurricane warning...
Yes? I just told you we're not in an evacuation area, so we would not evacuate.
Well, but if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, if an emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or probably never?
Probably never.
Thank you. Now, if you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter? To the house of a nearby friend or family? Another location within the state? As far as possible to another state, or you would not leave under any circumstances?
Well, if we had to evacuate, we would probably go to a town close by that's not going to get hit.
So that would be as far as possible to another state or another location within the state?
Another location within the state.
Thank you. Now, how many vehicles are available in the household?
One.
Thank you. And what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy? An estimate is fine.
I refuse to answer that.
Okay, that's fine. And how confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? I am certain I could come up with a full amount. I could probably come up with a $2,000. I could probably not come up with a $2,000. I am certain I could not come up with a $2,000.
I am certain I could get $2,000 easily.
Thank you. And how has your home insurance rate changed in the last year?
No, it hasn't changed.
It has remained the same. And what about 1 to 3 years back? How has your home insurance rate changed?
It might have went up a little bit, but not much.
Would you say it is between 1 and 10% or over 10%?
Probably between 1 and 10.
Thank you. And do you remember how has your home insurance rate changed in the last 3 to 5 years back?
I do not remember.
And what about 5 to 10 years back? Do you remember?
No.
Okay, that's fine. Now, as a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Change insurance provider, increase amount of deductible, decrease coverage, or nothing, continue paying higher rate?
We continued paying our bill.
Thank you. Now, if you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you're comfortable insuring? The 100%, or I want to be insured for the full replacement value? Is it 80% to less than 100%? 60% to less than, yes?
I do not know, but it's probably 80%. I don't know.
Okay, thank you. Now, which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and ownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, moving to another state, or I would not move from my home?
We would not move from our house.
Thank you. Now, in recent years,
die here.
Thank you. Now, in recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off?
Our mortgage is paid off and has been for like 30 years, and we would not have insurance.
Okay.
We would keep insurance. This sounds like a sales pitch, and so I'm going to say goodbye to you and have a good day.
No, the last few questions are just for... Oh.